Hello.
Hello, my name is Jennifer. We're calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Are you registered voting in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Do I have what?
If you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president.
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I approve.
Okay, will you clarify if you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Approve.
Can you please select one of the two options that I'm sharing with you?
Okay, so what are the options?
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Westmore is doing as governor?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as a president?
Hell no.
We could say that you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove.
I disapprove all the way.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat
strongly approve?
Thank you. Overall, will you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Say that last one again.
Sure. Overall, will you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Oh. I'll say it's moving in the right direction.
Okay. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden for Democrat and Donald Trump, the Republican?
I'll vote for Biden.
Thank you so much. For whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
He could do better, but I agree.
We could say that you somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Okay. So you somewhat approve?
Yeah, somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
I'll approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Approved. Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
50%.
In that case, will you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose?
I'll give it a 70%.
Oh, actually, it says that it will be an increase, if you will support an increase from 6% to 7% in that project. Okay, in that project of the increase, and do you strongly approve the idea of the increase?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? The first one is maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, and the second one is maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rails, and Mark Trains?
Mark Trains. Transportation.
Okay. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
A felony.
Okay, so we think that you strongly approve.
Yes, I strongly approve it should be a felony. Too many guns out on the street.
Thank you so much. Will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in death?
So you asked me, guys, represent the question again?
Sure. Will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison?
I support there be I'm against it. I'm against any drug being sold.
Okay.
Especially fentanyl.
Okay. In that case, will you strongly support or somewhat support?
I strongly support.
Okay. Do you think that you and your family pay too much taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
I think seniors should not have to pay school tax. So yes, they pay too much in the tax.
Okay. Now, regarding pregnancy resource centers, those are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Could you phrase that question to me differently?
I can read it back again. It is basically just explaining what are the resource centers for. So pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I favor it.
Okay. Do you strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Okay. Thank you. Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
Yes, I believe they should be held accountable.
Okay. Do you strongly favor or somewhat favor?
I strongly favor it.
Thank you. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
No.
Will you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery?
Maybe 3 times out of a year.
Okay. So we can say that it's just occasionally.
Occasionally, yes.
Okay. And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders?
What I think about credit card debt?
Correct. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Do you think that is a big problem?
I think it's a big problem.
Okay, thank you so much. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals aged between 25 to 45 years old to play? Will you strongly support these options, somewhat support, somewhat oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you so much. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
Of course. Yes.
Do you strongly support or somewhat
support?
Thank you. Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid and dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Agree. Yes.
Thank you. If you had an incurable terminal illness and still had a sound mind and had less than 6 months to live and you meet the legal requirements, will you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? The first one is abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases, or abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Abortion should be legal
in all cases or in most cases.
Most cases, yes. I believe a woman should have the right to choose whether she wants to. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employers and get the rest of their wage in tips. Do you favor
Wait a minute. Hold up. Who's earning $3?
Maryland tipped workers.
Maryland case workers.
Tipped workers. T-I-P-P-E-D.
I don't know what type of worker that is. You said they're only $3?
According to the information on the survey, they are currently earning $3.63 per hour from their employers and get the rest on their wage and tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that will raise the minimum wage?
Oppose a federal raise, please. That's slavery.
Okay, so you will oppose to an increase in their minimum wage per
hour? No, I think they need an increase.
Oh, okay. In that case, then, that's the part that I was going. If you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that will raise the minimum wage for people workers to full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top. So just to clarify, you strongly favor that proposal?
I strongly favor increase.
Okay, thank you so much. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following ages groups do you fall? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you so much. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you registered as Democrat? Thank you. If the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, from whom will you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Alsobrooks and David Trone?
I don't know at this point.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read you the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently County Executive in Prince George County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. And the candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th district. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. If the election were held today, from whom will you vote, candidate B or candidate A?
What did you say candidate A do again?
Sure. Candidate A is a 68 years old white male. He's currently a member of Congress.
No. The other one. The first one.
The candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She's currently county executive in Prince George County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living.
A.
Okay, you will vote for candidate A?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I know what's your race?
African American.
Thank you so much. What is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Catholic, Jewish?
Say that again. I'm sorry. Say the first question again.
Sure. What is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Catholic, Jewish? You have another faith or non-religious?
Christian.
Thank you so much. Let me write that down. Oh, Christian. And let's see. That's basically it. That was the last question. I really appreciate you taking the time to take the survey with me today. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too, and thank you. Have a blessed year. Be safe and stay warm.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and likewise. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Bye.
All right, peace.